Hello, good evening everyone. We're going to start today with unit number 4, but before starting with unit number 4, we're going to correct an exam, last year exam, June exam, I think it is, Modelo A. Okay, so my student Annie is going to read it aloud. So can you start, Annie, to read it?
On 23 February 2011, I had to fly from Madrid to Vigo with your company returning the following day. The departure was scheduled for 9 a.m. from Terminal 4. I was there 1 hour before. I had checked in and had my boarding pass ready when I heard an announcement that the flight was delayed for 2 hours. I waited for 2 hours until a new announcement told us that the flight was again delayed until 5 p.m. I went to the airline counter to ask for more information or to find a solution as I had a wedding in Vigo starting at 5 p.m. However, the staff did not know the reason for the delay and they weren't even sure if the plane could take off at 5. I asked for a refund so I could purchase another ticket with a different airline or even go by car or bus if the first option wasn't possible. But the supervisor told me that this was not allowed. To cut a long story short, we boarded the plane at 7 p.m. without any explanation or service, such as drink or meals. When I arrived at Vigo, the wedding was almost
over.
Almost over, as I had to take a taxi and go to my hotel first to get properly dressed.
Okay, right. So this is a fragment of something. So the first question, what type of text does this fragment appear to belong to? ¿A qué pertenece este fragmento? ¿A qué parece que pertenece? So what do you think?
A narrative report.
A narrative report?
A complaint letter.
A complaint letter. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So a lot of people last year, yes, a lot of students chose A, because they thought it was a narrative report, a person talking about something. But we have to read the question with a lot of attention. ¿Qué tipo, a qué tipo de texto este fragmento parece que pertenece? So, in fact, if you look at the text by itself, si lo miramos solo el texto, puede ser un texto narrativo, obviamente. But the question is, what type of text does this fragment appear to belong to? ¿A qué tipo de texto pertenece este fragmento? So this is a complaint letter that in fact is a letter from your book. It is in the book, the same letter.
Yes.
It is in the book, right? What about question number 2? Why was the passenger not offered a solution at the airline counter? What do you think? The passenger wasn't offered a solution. Okay, so this is B. Because the personnel, the staff, the people at the counter, the personnel, were equally uninformed of the options. So the personnel didn't know what they had to do with this delay, right? So the first one is D, and this one is B. Because the personnel were equally uninformed of the options. They say... let's see. Yes, however, the staff did not know the reason for the delay, and they were even sure if the plane could take off. So they didn't know about anything, they didn't have information. What was the staff's response when the passenger asked for a refund? To ask for a refund es que te devuelvan el dinero.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think? They refused to give one. Se negaron a darle un refund. Because they say, if the first option wasn't possible, but the supervisor told me that this was not allowed, que no se permitía. So they refused to give them a refund. Number four, what was the most annoying, el aspecto más molesto of this incident for the author?
The lack of diligence and courtesy on the...
Okay, the lack, la falta de diligencia, de agilidad, and courtesy, y cortesía por parte de la aerolínea. Right. Could the client carry on with his plans when he finally took the flight? ¿Pudo continuar con sus planes cuando finalmente cogió el vuelo?
Yes, but he arrived there.
Okay, yes. And it says, the wedding was almost over. Mm-hmm. Casi terminada, pero no terminada. Mm-hmm. So he could carry on with his plans, but he arrived very late. Okay. Six, which the following words is closest in meaning to delayed? ¿Cuál es la más cercana al significado de delayed?
Postponed.
Mm-hmm. Retrasado. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which of the following words is closest in meaning to deputy housekeeper? So this is not taken from the test. Eh? These questions are just apart. So the first ones are reading comprehension questions, and the next are vocabulary questions. So what do you think about deputy housekeeper? This is D. Assistant es ayudante, okay? And deputy es como ayudante también. Sería, por ejemplo, director, deputy director, vice director. So deputy housekeeper is under the housekeeper. So it's an assistant. So this is the closest in meaning, la más cercana en significado. They are not exactly synonyms, but they are the closest in meaning. And this is also in your book.
Yes.
And when they are talking about all the different positions and jobs in a hotel. Right. In the next page, we've got which of the following words is closest in meaning to a refund?
The money back.
The money back, okay. Which of the following words is closest in meaning to purchase? Is normally the American word for
buy.
Which of the following words is closest in meaning to cut a long story short?
In summary.
Para hacer la historia más corta, para resumir, en resumidas cuentas. Mm-hmm. Right. And now, also we've got some sentences and some questions. Some of them are grammatical questions, some others are use of English, how English is to be used in real life. So 11, how do you express that that two places are near each other? Close to.
To, not from.
Mm-hmm. So this is not correct.
No, it's close to.
This is in Unit 4, in the reading part, in Unit 4, we've got this sentence. It's just a short stroll from, a stroll es un paseo. Es mira, a un paso de tal, es un pequeño paseo de esto a esto. Which of the following expressions implies the least degree of certainty that something will happen? La menor posibilidad de que algo ocurra, la menor certeza.
It is probable that...
It's possible.
Possible.
Probable is a bit more than possible. Mm. Probable
possible.
Is a bit more than possible. 13. Which of the following is the most natural answer to the question? May I come in?
Sí.
Sí. Sure. Make yourself comfortable. Por supuesto. Ponte cómodo. Make yourself comfortable. Which of the following sentences gives prominence to the protagonist of the action? D. This is the passive voice. In the passive voice, what you write first is the most prominent part. So the most prominent protagonist is, in this case, I, So in this passive voice, you are giving prominence, or you are giving more importance to the person. I was awarded the first prize in the contest. Me dieron el primer premio en el concurso. Me dieron el primer premio. And 15. Which of the following sentences is correct? Sí. Absorbió el humo y empezó a toser. She started to cough although didn't smoke. Although she didn't smoke. She didn't smoke because she had given up. And when she smoked, she started to cough. So they are not subjects in some of the sentences, so they are not grammatically correct. 16. What do stars typically say?
I have lot of
Follow me around. This is also from your book. Some of these sentences are taken from your book. So if you read the book, and of course you have to read everything.
Take care of sentences from the book.
Yes. How do you ask about somebody's job?
What kind of
job? Okay, it's the same. This is taken from the book as well.
Yes.
Yes. And 18. How would you indicate the size of a given garment? Garment are clothes, ropas, una prenda.
A.
It's a size 10. Which of the following sentences is right?
D.
I must wear the devil due to, debido a, due to, plus a noun. Delayed flight. Noun plus an adjective, but to my delayed flight. I must wait at the airport because of my flight is delayed. This is not correct. Because of plus a noun. Because of my delayed flight.
Yes.
Could be okay. Because of my delayed flight, like this. I must wait at the airport since the delay. This is not correct. Since. Because my flight is delayed, or since my flight is delayed. Since my flight is delayed is okay. Since can also be translated. By because. Since and because sometimes are synonyms.
Yes.
Since and because. Because, debido a. I must wait at the airport in that my flight is delayed. Well, this is completely wrong. In that my flight is not okay. And 20. Which of the following has the highest rank in a hotel?
Assistant manager.
Assistant manager. So the manager, an assistant, is el ayudante del manager. Vice director.
Yes.
Okay. The next one. What do you not say? ¿Qué no dices a alguien que acabas de presentar, que acaban de presentar, in a formal environment? How do you do is very good, it's formal. This is formal. So for a formal environment, this is okay. Enchanted is okay. And nice to meet you is okay. How are you? It's more informal, okay? So it's okay, and well, it is not wrong if you say, how are you? But this is informal. For a formal environment, un ambiente formal, how do you do? Enchanted, nice to meet you, okay?
In a formal environment and formal, formal environment means
friends. Friends, for example.
Okay. Formal friends.
Yes. How are you? How are you?
When you are with somebody
that you know, someone you know, then this is informal. Or even if it's people that you don't know, but you are a group of teenagers, and then you can greet, saludar, greet each other. How are you? How are you?
Okay.
Fine, thank you. But with or with older people, it is better to say how do you do. Nice to meet you, enchanted, or in business, or even if you are traveling and you meet someone on the train.
More familiar.
Informal, yes, colloquial.
Informal.
Informal. Informal. Colloquial, colloquial, de amigos. Informal, colloquial, y formal. Something more strict, more polite, with people you don't know, with older people, okay, and informal colloquial with friends. Okay, how would you best give a hint that you haven't understood something in a formal work conversation? ¿Cómo darías idea? Dejas entrever. Give a hint. Dejas entrever que no has entendido algo en una forma, en una conversación formal.
I'm not sure I understood that.
Okay, I'm not sure I understood that. Just repeat it. You lost me there. This is not correct. Pardon me. It's correct, but very informal. I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. Oh, this is for friends. No tengo ni idea de lo que estás hablando. So this is just for friends. 23. What would you say at the car hire company, la empresa de alquiler de coches?
What kind of insurance does this include?
Okay. What kind of insurance does it include? El seguro. Which of the following is the most likely step for a cooking recipe? D. You should cover, no? With recipes, cooking instructions are given in the imperative. The imperative is?
I want to cook. Make an
ordenar. Okay, so?
You must.
No?
Cover and refrigerate.
This is the imperative. Okay. So for instructions, for example, how to operate a washing machine or how to cook an omelette, then you just say, beat the eggs, then fry the oil and add some salt. So you use the imperative for recipes, para recetas. Pay attention to the word. Receta, la pronunciación recipe.
Recipe.
It's not recipe. Recipe.
Recipe.
Okay, recipe. Una receta de cocina. And the final question. How do you not ask for advice? ¿Cómo no pides consejo? ¿Cómo no pides consejo? What would you like? What would you like is when you are offering something. ¿Qué quieres? What would you like? A coke, please. Okay, so this is not for advice. This is for asking for something. Right, so this is the exam. You've got here, But well, I can do it, or we can do it for next week, or I can give you the place where you can find it. I was thinking that perhaps we could do some exams, last year exams, little by little. So for next class, we can do the exam, for example, en la página web de Calatayud, de la UNED de Calatayud, they've got all the exams, last year exams. So you can do, for example, instead of Modelo A, you can do a different exam for next class. So tipo B, el examen de inglés para fines profesionales. Segundo cuatrimestre o el de septiembre, you can do some of the exams, or perhaps I can just upload it in the forum. Os lo puedo subir al foro para que lo tengáis. Es que no lo tengo aquí.
La página de la programación de la asignatura, yo me he sacado esto, que está colgado. Son examen,
Sí, sí, ¿en la de Tudela?
Sí.
Ah, because I did it. Okay, so I did it in Tudela's page, but in this page, the students in platform A, well, they don't usually get in this page. It's only for Tudela students. Well, they can access to the page if they want. Because
in Tudela,
soy alumno.
Alumno, sí.
And then horarios, Horarios, and then you can go to the different degrees and the different subjects, and in our subjects, English Practice Professionales, I uploaded at the beginning of the year some exams. But you can also go to la página de Calatayud, and we can do some exams little by little. So we can do one of them. So if you want, we can just specify which exam we are going to do. Right? So we can do, for example, I've got here some of them. So for the next class, we can do, I don't know, the September exam, for example. inglés para fines profesionales, September exam. Tipo B, starting interviewer.
Yes.
Interviewer. What do you do for a living? Yeah? So we can. What do you do for a living? So if you want to work, you can just try and do this exam, and we can correct it in the next lesson. Remember that next week, on the 10th of April, we haven't got classes because we are on Easter holidays. Okay. Right, so we can do this exam. You can just download it from the Calata Youth page or download it from our page in Tudela. That's, I uploaded the exams as well. So we can do this September exam. Right, and now let's go to unit number 4. Stay and eat. Last year it was called accommodation and catering, but this year is they have changed the title of the different units. Accommodation and catering was called. Okay, so let's see in page 120 we've got a short dialogue. And, well, I'm going just to tell you some of the vocabulary that perhaps you may want to know. Extra large double bed is also called a king size bed. Una king size bed. Una cama de tamaño rey.
Yeah.
So king size bed is a double bed, but extra large, a very, very large bed that sometimes we have in hotels. Plenty of room, mucho espacio. The word room is also space. I am quite tall, soy bastante alto y grande. So I need plenty of room. Necesito mucho espacio. For example, if you are describing a car, you can say, this car has got plenty of room for 5 passengers. So, or give me some room, or leave me some room, déjame espacio. So this is not only habitación, but room space. Also, the room facilities. Remember that there is a word, amenities, very, very used in hotels, but amenities are those things that they give you in a hotel, soap, shower head, shampoo. These are all the small things that we like taking home with us when we go to hotels. Okay? So these are the amenities. And facilities are all these kind of services. For example, when we have a minibar, the safe, telephone and internet access, or in the hotel, a car park, swimming pool, all these big things, more or less big things, are facilities, the services.
But facility and amenity is...
No, amenities, the small bottles with shower head, and soap, a shower cap, un gorro de ducha, we haven't got a translation for this in Spanish. The amenities, las cositas que nos dan en las habitaciones, el jabón, el gorro de baño, esas pequeñas cosas, these are the amenities. But facilities, a swimming pool, a safe, una caja fuerte, a minibar, internet o telephone access, cable television, these are facilities, servicios que nos dan. But los regalitos son las amenities. Okay. Well, this expression top 5-star hotel, un hotel de 5 estrellas, pero además top, the very, very good quality. Also, we launch offers on the internet. Lanzamos, the word launch, lanzamos ofertas en internet. We launch, we offer, launch, offer. Please don't hesitate, No dudes en llamar otra vez si tienes problemas con tu reserva. Don't hesitate. Right. Then there is a second dialogue talking about a reservation as well. So we've got some sentences with some words involved. A patio view, vista al patio. It depends. Sometimes we've got some hotels in which the patio is very nice. Some kind of hall in which the rooms, or there's a bar here, or the swimming pool. It depends. So perhaps your room is here and you've got a view to the patio. Other times you've got a view to the sea. Yeah, this is a nice thing to have. So these rooms are usually more expensive, right? The rooms with a view to the sea, with a sea view. A return journey. When you are talking about that you are going and come back in the same day or in a different day, it could be in a different day, a return ticket. Viaje de ida y vuelta. Okay? If you are talking about, I need it for my return ticket, return journey, sorry. Lo necesito para el viaje de vuelta, el pasaporte, the passport. Right. Remember that this dialogue is a funny one, yes. The oral mediation. Mm-hmm. So they say, may I have your passport, please? ¿Me puede dejar el pasaporte? I don't think so. What for? This is not okay. No creo. ¿Para qué? Me preocupa que lo pierda y lo necesito para mi viaje de vuelta. So it's common that when you are in a hotel, they ask you your identity card or your passport just to confirm your identity and to see your photograph. Yeah? So this is a funny dialogue. And also, and your credit card, do you want to know if I bought my car on installments? ¿Quieres saber si compré mi coche a plazos? On installments, a plazos. Yeah? When you buy something and you pay little by little every month. Yeah? So this is a joke. Es un chiste. Also, the bellboy, el botones, will show you to your room. Peter, please. No, I don't need to be shown the room. I'll take it anyway. Dice, no, que necesito que me la enseñe. Que la cojo de todas maneras. Right? So this is a joke as well. Okay. More things in unit number 4. A lot of vocabulary, as usual. When you are talking about persuading someone, I think it's here. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we are trying to persuade people. You use some expressions. And this kind of sentences is what they take for the exams as well. How can you persuade someone? So, or to deserve, merecer. You deserve nothing but the best. Tú no te mereces nada más que lo mejor. Así pues, hence, así pues, you should take into account, deberías tener en cuenta, do yourself a favor, hazte un favor a ti mismo, you won't regret it, no lo lamentarás, regret. So there are different kinds of polite expressions to persuade people, to do different things. Also, in this dialogue, we've got some vocabulary related to hotels. Towels, las toallas, dressing gown, el albornoz, dressing gown, okay? Can you find it? The towels and dressing gown. And also the word hassle, lío, lío. As you like, man, but I think it'd be easier for you and less hassle. Será más fácil y menos lío. The plumbers, los fontaneros. To solve the problem. And the bellboy, el botones, o el conserje. Right. Then we've got another dialogue talking about a room. And here in this dialogue, we can find a lot of vocabulary about how to describe a not very nice room. Okay? So, for example, this is an apartment. So they are describing the apartment. So I'm going to give you some vocabulary to describe. For example, imagine that you have to write a letter of complaint about a hotel room that wasn't very nice. So you can use some of this vocabulary. Well, there is no composition in your exam, so you won't have to write anything in the exam, but in case, for next year, you've got a description of something that is very old, dirty, in very bad conditions, this apartment. So we've got the word stains, manchas, stains on the floor, and patches, y trozos, el patchwork, son trocitos, una... Patchwork?
Patches.
Mm? So patches son trocitos. So when you do patchwork, hacemos trocitos y los cosemos para hacer cubiertas o manualidades. So patch es un trocito, como un parche de algo. Stains on the floor and patches where the carpet was missing. O sea, había trozos de moqueta arrancados y trozos pegados en la moqueta. As if it had been chewed on, como si hubiera sido masticada por un perro. Okay? Can you find it? Stain, patches, chewed.
Stain is trozos.
Mm-hmm. Trozos.
Sí. Patches.
Patches, trozos.
Sí.
Stain, manchas. Y chewed on, mordidos. Okay. More things about a room that is in a very bad condition. The shower. Sometimes we find in a shower rusty, oxidado. Rust, oxido. Rusty, oxidado del agua. Some kind of orange or reddish stains in the bath or in the shower. Moldy, mohoso. Con moho. De la humedad. Okay, so rusty, moldy shower. La ducha estaba... mohosa, oxidada, and the price. The price was outrageously high, escandalosamente alto. Here we got bathtub, bañera, and a shower, la ducha. Bathtub and a shower. Bathtub, la bañera. And a shower, la ducha. Then we've got the word deck, una terraza. But this is mainly in American English, they say deck instead of terrace or balcony. Deck, overlooking a lake. Había una terraza que daba a un lago, overlooking, que tenía vista a un lago. Then the basement, el sótano, was the recreation room. El basement, el sótano, era la habitación de recreo o de ocio. With a TV, una mesa de billar, a pool table, and video games. Mesa de billar.
It's not the same word, well, meaning the same. Deck, a deck overlooking a deck, and... a cushion and a veranda with a super view on the city. The veranda.
Ah, the veranda. Okay.
Okay. Es francés.
Yes. Veranda deck. Is okay as well. Mm-hmm.
Deck
yes.
And veranda
is the same. Yes. Deck is in American English like a terrace, like a balcony.
Ah.
It's the same. Veranda. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's continue. We've got in page 124, I don't know if I got it in the same order because this is the book, last year book, and it was in a different position, but well, they are talking about the same kind of sounds. This is phonetics. Normally, I don't think they are going to ask for phonetics in the exam, but perhaps, so you could just have a look and see if you understand more or less how to pronounce the sound S, etc. So we've got voiceless, la S sorda, que es nuestra S española, y la S sonora de su, right? So in Spanish we haven't got the difference between S is, but in English there are differences between S and Z. And there are some words, for example, you can see, it says seek. Yeah, seek. song. And smile. This is voiceless. But we've got voiced, la sonora, that we got, for example, in housing, because the S is between two vowels, entre dos vocales, then this S is voiced, es sonora. But I don't know if it is worth it to do everything about phonetics. You can just have a reading, a quick reading, and, well, be aware of the differences.
For the pronunciation of the words,
you mock. Housing. When S is between two vowels, it is pronounced voiced, sonora. Right? At the beginning of the words, is voiceless, sorda. But it is a bit difficult to pronounce the S in a different way when you are talking, especially in an oral exam. It's impossible to pay attention to the difference between voice and voiceless S or any other consonants. So that's a bit difficult. Right. Well, we've got here a lot of vocabulary about hotels and restaurants. So, well, in the forum, I saw that there were some students asking for the difference between Biamat and coaster. Biamat is un posavasos. Biamat. You've got it in, yes, in page 125.
125, yes.
Oh, yes, it should be there. 125. Este es el grano, ¿eh? ¿No tienes tú esta? Esa, esa.
25, ah.
Ah, okay, okay. So, 25, yes. We've got Biamat and coaster in the fourth column.
Yes.
So, Biamat is a posavasos, but made of paper or cardboard, hecho de cartón o papel. And a coaster is un posavasos, but made of other material, glass, plastic, etc. This was the explanation that, I don't know if some teacher or someone gave an explanation about this, the difference between coaster and beer mat, right? And a straw, pajita, to drink. Well, and at the bottom, we got a safe, una caja fuerte. Well, any questions about any words? Because, well, there are so many words and vocabulary. For example, hanga es una percha, ped, perchero, knob, pomo. In page 125, at the bottom. So you see the different parts. Hanga, percha. Per, perchero, no pomo. Chest of drawers es una cómoda. Chest, arcón. But well, there are so many words and vocabulary because it continues in page 126 giving more vocabulary related to rooms, hotel rooms, with all the different things that you can find in a room. Canopy, un dosel, cushion, cojín, wall light, un aplique, plasta, escayola, in the third column, plasta, escayola, and in the last column, we've got valance sheet. They are talking about the different kind of sheets, las sábanas, que puedes encontrar en una cama, ¿no? Top sheet, la de arriba. Bottom sheet, la sábana bajera. Valance sheet, this is funny because in the forum there was someone, a boy student, who uploaded a picture of a valance sheet because it was impossible to explain what it was. And in a bed, imagine, I am very bad at drawing, but in a, this is a bed, imagine, and sometimes they cover the legs, cubren las patas con una especie de bola, unas faldas, faldas, that's it. So this is the valance sheet. They cover the legs with the valence seat. Okay? So this is the valence seat. Mm-hmm. And bedding es la ropa de cama, in general. Bedding, la ropa de cama, in general. And in a bathroom, you can also find different kind of vocabulary for the bathroom. So we've got toilet, toilet seat del asiento, toilet roll papel, el soporte para el papel, toilet paper. Well, perhaps some new ones, or well, bathtub, bañera. Shower panel, bath screen. Shower panel, mampara de ducha, bath screen, mampara de baño, de la bañera. So you can find a screen or a panel. Shower panel, bath screen. Then we've got a magnifying mirror, que es un espejo de aumento. Magnifying mirror. These words can be together. So you can find a mirror, just a mirror, or a magnifying mirror. Sometimes in hotels we find de aumento. Shaving mirror, un espejo para afeitarse. Fitted cabinet, es un pequeño armario empotrado. Hair dryer, secador. Handle, asa. In some bathtubs, en algunas bañeras, you can find a handle, just to go out of the bath easier. Okay, more things. Serving and ordering a meal. I don't think that this was in the last year unit. No. Okay, so. No, it was in last year unit. Okay, so just serving and ordering a meal. So in page 127, if you want to reserve a table, this is very useful vocabulary for you in real life, but let's see some of the words. For example, reservation, to make a reservation, this is important. And also, we've got our best loved table with an ocean view, con vista al océano. It's not available, no está disponible. Available, disponible a esa hora. We have a lovely table that leads to our garden. Una mesa encantadora que da al jardín. It doesn't have the same views, no tiene las mismas vistas, but it's very private and peaceful. Muy íntima y tranquila. Right. In the second dialogue, arriving at the restaurant and being seated, I have a table reserved for 9 o'clock. That's a very good sentence. What name did you use for the reservation? Here you are. This way, please. Por aquí, por favor. This way, please. Here's the menu. Aquí tiene. And then they ask very, very formally, what would you like to drink? ¿Qué le gustaría? Because sometimes they can tell, can I help you? What would you like to drink while you think what you're going to have? Mientras piensan que van a tomar. Can we move the table a little, please? There seems to be a draft. Parece que hay corriente. A draft es corriente de aire. Ordering the meal. When we are ordering the meal, la comida, are you ready to order? That's typical of a waiter. If you are looking at the menu, then they say, are you ready to order? ¿Ya lo habéis pensado? Are you ready to order? Any appetizers or starters? Appetizers, starters before the first course or the second course, then you eat something. Entrantes. Entrantes. Appetizers or starters son los entrantes. I'll have. Tomaré entrecot. I'll have an entrecot. No starters, thank you. Nada de entrante. And this is very good vocabulary.
No,
no starters, thank you. No entrantes. No voy a tomar nada. Tú puedes negar una palabra con un no delante. No starters, please. No entrantes, por favor. O sea, gracias. How do you like your meat cooked? ¿Cómo le gusta la carne? Well cooked, medium or rare. Bien cocinada, bien hecha, media al punto, que diríamos aquí al punto, o poco hecho, rare. Medium rare, please. Yeah, un medium rare. Yeah, in the middle. May I suggest the fish of the day? ¿Puedo sugerir el pescado del día? Fish are caught in the bay daily. They are fresh and delicious. What would you like to drink? Definitely wine. Just ordinary red house wine. Tinto de la casa. Mm-hmm. De la casa. House wine. Tinto, red. Blanco, white. También está rosé. Anything else to drink? Algo más. O anything else para comer también. Anything else? Yeah. Just mineral water, please. Agua mineral. And after the meal, can I get you anything else? Coffee? Dessert? No, just the bill, please. Solo la cuenta. Mm-hmm. Simplemente the bill, please. Mm-hmm. Certainly, here you are. Do you take credit cards? Yes, no problem. Do you take credit? Cogen, aceptan tarjetas de crédito. Aceptan tarjeta de crédito. Okay? And, yes, more things, more vocabulary. There's a lot of vocabulary in this unit. They are talking about a lounge, un salón, and also the buffet, food. So, for example, in the first one, in the lounge, in this kind of living room, you can see shop window, escaparate, escaparate. And chandelier, lámpara de araña, chandelier, in the fifth column. Chandelier, lámpara de araña. Esas lámparas, esa lámpara que está ahí. Okay? Can you see the lamp? Yes? The lamp? This lamp? This is a chandelier. Lámpara de araña. Okay? And, well, grandfather clock. Normally, a grandfather clock is this kind of clock, a wooden, like a wooden wardrobe. Old fashioned nowadays.
It's in the picture, no?
It's in the picture?
No, there in the window.
Yes. Okay, that's it. Well, glass door, pues puerta de cristal. Wall clock, reloj de pared también. También. Mm-hmm. But normally, a grandfather clock is like a wardrobe, como un armario hasta abajo, wooden wardrobe. In this part, you can find crockery, the word crockery, in the first column, is in the same page, 129. Crockery, there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, crockery, vajilla de loza. Vajilla de loza. Crockery. Kettle, hervidor de agua. Kettle. I'm just giving you some words that I think that perhaps you don't know, but probably there are some more that you need. Kettle, hervidor de agua. And cutlery, cubertería. Cutlery. Cutlery. Because they are in a different order because they are not the same books. Okay. And when they are talking about the rooms as well and the different facilities or the services, the swimming pool, the games room, they've got an ensuite bedroom. It's a bedroom with a bathroom included. Okay? Ensuite bathroom es un dormitorio que tiene baño incluido. La habitación con baño. Baths, spa, nursery for children, nursery, una guardería for children. Okay? And then, and just, I think we're going to leave this for next day. And we will finish off the things that we've got here. Would you like me to explain the passive voice for you, or do you think it's okay for next week, or next week, the following week? In this unit, they talk about the passive voice, la voz pasiva. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if you need...
Yes. A little bit,
yeah. Yeah? So we can just give an overview of the passive voice. Okay? So we will study then the most important things about the passive voice and yes. And we can continue with some more vocabulary. But it is convenient for you to do the test at the end of the unit.
Yes, yes.
When we finish unit 4, then
we have until Saturday to do the
test. Until Saturday?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The fourth unit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we are not going very well now. Okay, so you have to start more on your own.